Hello, everyone, and welcome back to yet another episode of Chloe vs. the World. And today I've brought the two dumbest podcasts. My two favorite TikTokers turned actors, podcasters. Do you do anything else?
Businessmen, modeling. Have you modeled?
We both model.
Yeah, we both. Yeah, both a few modeling
all the time. Nice.
Mm. Are we your favorite TikTokers in real life?
You are. Yeah.
No, you're not. You're jarring.
What was?
No, I did actually follow you like before Love Island. I thought you were really funny, and now I've met you in real life. And
who did you follow first?
I think I found
Fuck
you.
Off.
You used to do all these skits, didn't you? Am I right?
I used to do all these.
Oh, do you
skits.
Still do it?
Yes, I still do those.
What's your favorite skit to do?
To me to do.
Yep.
Okay. My favorite skit for me to do. Walking Ick, you ever seen that?
I fucking have seen it.
Seen that.
Do one now.
That's insane.
I'd never do that, no.
Do you? Is that a Nick for you, speaking in baby voice?
I bet you do it.
You do that.
Do
no,
you?
You're going to grin.
The last boy I was seeing was like, why do you do that with your voice? And I was like, I don't even realise I'm doing it.
But what context?
Yeah. Oh, no, not how you do it. It's
no,
like
no, no,
that.
Yeah, but are you, so you're in bed? Yeah.
You don't have to be in bed for baby
food. Could be around.
No, you're in bed.
Okay.
Set the scene.
Right? Okay.
You're cuddling up. Okay.
Set the scene.
Oh, no, I don't do it like that. You know how, for anyone who's watching and wants more content of us three, I did the Low IQ pod. I think it's out before this one.
It is.
But you know how you guys were doing an impression of me of like how I slur my words?
You do.
It's more like that, but like really slur. Like, I didn't.
That's not baby voice, though.
It kind of is.
Is it?
No, I didn't.
Mama.
Let me show you something.
Yeah, do it.
Is it an ick, though? For girls, if a guy does a baby voice.
When are you doing it? What context?
Is it ironic? No.
It's just happening.
Just happening.
Big ick.
Biggie.
Is it?
Yeah.
Is it?
Yeah. Do it though.
You do it first.
Okay. Who's my boyfriend then?
Me. Oh, we both are. We're a throuple.
Oh, we're a throuple.
Yeah.
Okay.
Me hungry.
Oh, fuck off. That's horrible.
Hold on.
Okay. Sure. Look away.
Well, don't look away.
Oh, okay. I'll look at you.
Okay. sorry. Don't look at me like that. Hold on.
Okay, it's coming.
Mama, me hungry.
Good. Then you do it back?
No, you don't.
I don't
you
do, it do this.
Oh, right.
No, I'll do it back.
You do it back. Okay, I don't want to be your boyfriend anymore.
Okay.
wait, I'll get
Let's
to it.
Let's do it real.
Okay, go.
Coley, me hungry. Oh, what did Yaki want? I want
Let's stop this. This is horrible.
This is horrible.
Yucky noggy. No, Jack,
I'm not
doing
this anymore. I'm breaking up with you.
Yeah, dumb.
Okay.
I dumped
That's
him
dumb.
As well.
Yeah.
Okay. What icks do you have?
Yeah, go
sorry,
on.
I like it.
It's good. Vests. I fucking hate when boys wear vests as an outfit. Yeah, no, you've got a shirt on, but if you just did like vest and trouser, that would be terrifying.
Oh, real? Yeah. Is this real or are you just real?
But, no, that's real.
Let me tell you this, right? I didn't wear... No, I wore this and this for you.
Because it's fashionable.
No, for you. I wore it for Love Island these shit. Didn't we say this?
I literally did it 3 years ago. I've done loads of shows since then.
I know, but like...
Okay.
For your show, this show.
No, that's fine. Nothing wrong with that. That's okay. If you just did like a vest and jeans, you know, to the club.
Mm-hmm.
That's
what about? Okay, how about this? Those socks which only go around your toes.
Oh, that's a good one. That's a good one.
Come.
Ballet socks.
Yeah.
I've been saying to this to him for so long.
That
and he
is horrid.
Keeps
today, though, I'm wearing good. Nikes.
Yes. Wearing your ankle should always be covered if you're wearing socks.
No, ankle socks are all right.
Look, Jack, what socks are you wearing?
No,
these
not.
Are three-quarter lengths.
Yeah, they're
my ankles,
even worse. That's like wearing three-quarter length shorts.
My ankles are covered.
Yeah, good. They're good socks.
I wear, them little plimsoll ones. The little plimp.
That's horrid. Plimps. Stop it. Mm.
But
stop
they're
it
covering
now.
It, like, no, because in trainers, it looks cool if my feet aren't showing.
No. That's not true. I'm telling you,
you just
it's
want
not
all
true.
Sock, all sock.
Or like a, you know, trainer sock trouser. Trouser sits good on the trainer.
You're wearing black socks.
I am wearing
now,
black socks.
Now, they're an ick for me.
These are my only pair of black socks, but it's because I've got, if I was wearing a white sock and it was sticking
no
out,
You wear no socks with that.
No socks.
No, you wear uncle socks.
You wear your uncle's socks.
No, you wear ankle socks for that. No.
The reason why is because the jeans cut there and my tan's bad and I haven't shaved my legs, so obviously I'm wearing long black socks. Obviously I'll
Can
do
I see
that.
Your
today.
Unshaven legs?
No. Okay. What's an ick for you guys?
Real life ick.
No, I think one would be good.
Okay.
Smoking to an extent.
Really? No. So,
like fags or vaping.
But what about that? Yeah, you asked that question.
Fags.
Cigarettes.
not that.
Yeah, this is a girls and gays podcast. Don't
exactly. Okay. Well, yeah.
They will know that you don't mean that in a okay, derogatory. Right, okay.
Good. good. What about though that film where that woman smokes?
Titanic.
Nope, they don't smoke in that. What's that film? Oh my God. It's a proper... Oh.
Pulp Fiction.
Pulp Fiction.
Oh, I'm not saying that.
Sexy. If they've got the little tiny
I was
thin
gonna
ones,
say that.
And they're like... And they look...
Yeah.
You
couldn't pull that off though.
I don't smoke. Right, what are they? Smoking. What about a girl with a temper?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't... Okay, this is my biggest one. I don't like... this is like a real life one, though.
Okay, yeah.
It's people
real.
That think they're better than everyone. No, okay, right. Okay, let me tell you something.
Go on.
We're at a restaurant, right? The waiter comes over with some food. She doesn't like the food.
Mm.
She then kicks off at the waiter. She's like, yo, this food's fucking shite.
Oh, don't
I hate that. People like
don't
that. People that treat... people
that's a big one
with
or if they click at the waiter.
Oh, that would be
imagine that.
Do people do that? I thought it was fake.
I don't know if that's fake. I've never done it. Obviously.
Yeah, Americans do that, I think.
They click at waiters.
They have a different culture, I think.
I've never heard that.
Try it.
Or whistling at a waiter or something. Yeah.
Oh, I know what you mean.
Another ick would be
I can tell you on a
like,
girls podcast, can't you? Icky wicky woo.
Right. What would it be? Maybe like when people, I do this, so it's a self thingy.
Self-awareness ick. We love Humble King.
So when I get my toothbrush and I'm doing this to my
just
tongue.
Just clip that bit and put it on TikTok quick.
I'm doing that with my tongue in there.
Yeah.
And then I'm gagging all over.
This
it.
Is the
this
ooh,
is the that's
word.
Not, yeah, don't do that.
That's my pet peeve. Every time I've ever stayed with him, I'll just wake up to him chunning, like gagging.
Don't do that. Just get tongue scraper.
Mm.
I have one.
Use it.
I forget.
Yeah, there's quite a lot going on in the morning, isn't there? Wash face, no. Shower, brush teeth,
eat eggs.
I eat eggs in the morning. Actually,
tell me your diet then. Don't know.
Mm. Yeah, you keep asking me about my diet. So, if I have breakfast, lunch, and dinner, so at the moment I'm really hyper fixated on. I have this porridge with fruit and this zero sugar butterscotch sauce with a bit of peanut butter, banging. Then for lunch, I'll have a 3-egg omelette, which has ham, chorizo, onions, peppers, jalapenos, and Frank's red hot sauce all over it. And then for dinner, I'll have teriyaki salmon in the air fryer with tender stem broccoli and rice. And that is my diet. That's all I fucking eat.
The same
eat.
All the time.
Every day.
Yeah.
I've got a question.
Yeah.
Do you eat breakfast before you brush your teeth or after?
Switch it up.
No.
No?
I
do it after I brush.
You're meant to do it. Hold on.
Yeah. No, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. You're meant
otherwise
you
brush your teeth after you brush.
What?
No, I...
What the hell
no, what the fuck are you...
What are you talking about?
You said, do you brush your teeth after you eat that? And he said, no, I do it after I brush. He brushes his teeth after he brushes.
No, you... No.
What
I
is
eat,
happening here?
I eat after
after
I brush.
You brush.
Yeah.
Sometimes I do, sometimes
you're
I
meant. He's right, though.
I am right.
You're meant to... If you eat before you brush, you eat bacteria.
But I don't know
trust
if that's
me.
True.
No, it's
trust me.
For us. Because you've already got that bacteria. You're swallowing your saliva.
And drinking. I've got water
drinking,
on the clock.
I don't think it's going to affect you.
No, it's just different.
Only if you chew it, it just makes bacteria. You eat it.
Yeah.
Damn. Why? What's yours to his diet?
Oh, I'm currently doing the Eddie Abu diet.
Yeah, I've seen him on TikTok. Doesn't he say, like, don't eat, fucking eat this, don't eat
don't
this?
Fucking
oh,
eat
yeah,
this.
That's how diets
Quick
work, though, isn't
up.
It?
Okay, go on.
So for lunch, I have eggs and broccoli.
That's brilliant.
And avocado.
How about your fart stink?
No, that's a myth.
Yes, they
some
do.
Broccoli.
No, your fart stink?
I farted when you left, actually.
He did.
And how did that
it
smell?
It was on the end.
It didn't smell bad.
That's really good of you, thank you.
It didn't smell bad, did it?
I didn't actually smell it.
Did it?
No, it didn't. I would have said.
Do you fart a lot?
I fart, like, no, I wouldn't say I fart a lot, but I do, obviously, I fart, I'm a girl. but my no.
girl. I'm a girl. Of course I fart.
Do you fart? Would you fart in front of your
No, partner? I've never done it. That's I've mad. Literally, I'm so ever? Scared to do it. I'm so scared to do it. What? And I know one day it's going to happen. I'm just going to be embarrassed. For, you know, we think about things every day that embarrass you. You go, what? That's going to be the one thing I think about.
The thing is, right, if me and Jack on our podcast, if we were like, look, a girl shouldn't fart in front of us or whatever, would be called, which I don't agree with, by the way, would be called like misogynistic. But
yeah.
girls, you saying, oh, I can't do it.
I'm embarrassed. I'm a girl in front I don't of even boy. Really fight in front of Millie.
Really?
And
does
we
Millie,
live together.
Does Millie crack up?
No.
Crack us.
Wait, that's the same.
No. No. Like, if, I don't know, maybe we've got bad belly. No, when I was in South Bali. Africa.
Well, you were talking about shitting yourself.
Yeah, no, yeah. Oh, yeah.
You don't mind chatting about that?
No. Like, this podcast, we're talking about it a lot. When I was in South Africa, we were in, me and Millie were sharing a room. And it was quite a small room and it had an ensuite. And I had drank the tap water and I was violently unwell. I was farting and shitting so bad. But I was so ill, it smelled like chemical waste. And disgusting. Millie was like, this is, because I had, I farted in front of her before, I'm sure. But she was like, oh, actually, I remember one time we'd gone out. I don't know where we'd been, but we... we're really hungover on our sofa and I'd like fallen asleep and she whacked me and she was like, Chloe, you just literally did the most awful fart. Like, oh,
in your sleep? Oh, got like a dog.
Girls fart
yeah.
smell worse, I'd say.
No,
they yeah. do. There must be science behind that, genuinely.
You want
do
to?
One.
No, I can't fart on command. Bark. I don't need...
Oh, a lot of girls can queef on demand, genuinely.
Yeah, they suck.
I used to watch a girl on TikTok who can like sing queefing.
Wow.
On TikTok.
Wow.
The yeah, yes, app. Yes, yes. Look it up sure? after this, genuinely. Right, well, queef's family friendly. People queef. What do you mean? You
can... People do not go on TikTok and go, listen to
it's
this.
It's family friendly, though. You can queef. It's not like porn.
You wouldn't queef in front of your mum.
I can't queef
in front of Chloe, would you queef in front of your family, probably, your dad?
Well, if I could do it on... Not my dad, no. No, exactly. No.
It's not family friendly. Or in front of your niece?
Would, yeah, maybe it might make her laugh. But I can't do it on command. This is a question. You know, if you're, you know, getting down to business with a girl and...
You don't know what that's like.
Okay, this one's for you then.
Go on.
So if you're getting down to business with a girl and you've got her in doggy and you pull it out and she lays on her front and she fucking lets out a huge queef, like, ooh. Is that funny or do you ignore it?
I would not find that funny.
That's not funny though, is it?
Not funny.
Yeah, I'd just be a bit like, oh God. And then I'll be whack it back in.
You wouldn't know.
Would you mind? No, you're really bothered by it.
Oh, really bothered, are you?
I'm one of those people that is very, it's a loving moment, isn't it? It's not, I'm not, it has to be the right setting, the right vibe. And I feel like a little toot would ruin the vibe.
But she can't help it.
She can't help it, but I also can't help it. And if I farted, I would say,
no,
you know what?
Not fart.
Oh, like, a you queef. Get...
Yeah,
oh, I've been queefed on loads, bruv.
Yeah,
that's fine, cuz. Yeah, no, that's fine. I didn't know that's what you're talking about.
Yeah.
I thought you said
no.
Fart.
Oh, no, not of God, no. What? Fart
in Have you ever farted in bed or not?
No, I don't think so.
No?
I don't think so.
Do Have girls you? Talk
Maybe
about?
Like, maybe I've let out like a silent one.
Mm.
And only if I thought
Why
it
would you do
smell.
That? Because it stinks.
They're yeah, fine. But like, if you bend me over in doggy and I'm not fired, what happens if I then shit on you? There's that worry. Because if you're farting, you need the toilet.
No, I fart all the bloody time.
Yeah. How many poos do you do a day, though?
One.
Is it? Oh, we nice just one. Had a scientist on our podcast.
Right.
He's not a scientist.
Was he? A doctor. Same thing. They do
Near
science.
Enough. Yeah.
Okay.
And he said, this is a good fact for all the for everyone watching, really. But the reason a girl... poops less than a guy is because their intestines are longer.
Yep. How many poos do you do?
One a day in the morning.
See, that's above average.
You're
right?
above,
you?
Above average.
So Ooh. Stop it.
I think. Stop doing that.
Stop doing that.
Do that less.
Hold it in. No, that is true.
One yeah. a day in the morning. I don't know anyone who does less than that. All my friends, like, a lot of my friends shit more than once a day.
Hmm.
Do you, because I've known girls to like sit with their partner whilst they're Pooing. On the toilet. Do you...
Oh God, no.
Well, she don't like farting.
No.
Yeah, but she might like the boys fart.
No, yeah, please don't. That's disgusting.
I know a story apparently this girl, no, this guy. Already wrong. Only had two options.
Made you up on the spot.
No, this guy was at work and he called his missus and was like, look, I need a blowy, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I'm coming home. And he went for a poo or something.
He's at work, said, I need a blowy, I'm coming home. Right, okay.
And he goes on the toilet and has a poo or something. Mm. It might be at work. Either way, she comes in, she's sucking him
Cole, up. This is on our podcast.
Oh my God, it was. Oh shit.
What was it?
We had a girl on our podcast who, she did like OnlyFans and she was telling us stories and stuff. And that was one of them. She sucked him off while I was having a dookie.
On the toilet?
Yeah, whilst he was releasing
it. Whilst the poo was in there.
No!
So them fumes are coming up to her nose and she's still gagging away on us.
Worst things I've ever fucking heard in my life. That's hell.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well,
how much did she get paid for it?
No. It's a boyfriend. So it you don't know if paid. She was gagging on the cock or the smell of his shit.
Mm.
That's horrid.
For reals.
That is horrible. Mm-hmm. Have you seen, it was an ad for a locksmith. I thought it was really clever. It was years ago. And there was this girl who'd gone back with a man after a one night to his apartment after a one night stand. Oh, I'm joking. now that has happened. So they've gone back together after a one night stand and then he's woken up. He needs to go to work in the morning. She doesn't need to go to work at the same time as him. He's made like a lovely breakfast, coffee in bed. He's gone out to work and she's thought, thank fuck, I need a shit. And she has done the biggest poo ever in his toilet, right? And then she's trying to flush it, can't flush it. So what she does is grabs it and gets it in a sandwich bag. And then she goes to like take it home and then she's going to put it in the bin. But she's like accidentally left it on the side and shut the door. She's locked herself out. It was an ad for a locksmith. It's really clever.
Right. Okay.
But she's obviously locked herself out and there's a bag of shit in his apartment after one night stand.
That is insane.
Sounds good like market. The longest ad as well.
Yeah,
I mean,
yeah. For a locksmith, what's that got to do with someone opening the door?
Because then she could call a locksmith and say, hello, I've left a bag of shit on this man's counter. Can you let me know?
It's not very relatable though.
Well.
Is it? Have you ever grabbed your own shit and put it on the fucking counter?
Me? No. No.
Who then? Because you're thinking of
something. Do you not know? No, I'm thinking what like think if this had happened to me, if that happened to me, and like maybe I just, you know, was getting to know someone and it's the first time I've stayed around and I've done this fucking huge shit in his toilet and it won't flush, I'm thinking I need to get this out of there, so I probably might throw it out the window.
To be fair, every time I go to someone else's house, they have a really bad flush mechanism.
They do.
Unless you just have really bad poop.
Actually, I wanted to know this because at night at other people's houses, if you have a shit and everyone's sleeping, are you meant to flush?
Yes.
You are?
Shit, yeah, we know.
You don't meant to flush a wee.
Oh, you leave a wee in the bowl. That's disgusting.
It's only urine.
Yeah, and it smells. And then someone's got walking in the morning and see a little wee in there and think, oh God, who's this? I'll flush it and then I'll wee and flush again.
What, you're worried about water consumption?
You want to know a fact?
What if your piss is bright yellow and it stinks?
My wee actually does kind of smell.
No, yes, I do.
This is a good fact. Back in the olden times, when there was kings and queens and that, they would brush their teeth with wee.
No, they wouldn't,
Yes,
Jack.
They would.
Why?
And sugar. Because
I did know the sugar one because it got the
Why
back
wee,
off.
Though?
Yeah, no, but no, that's not real.
Oh, well, why then?
Because in the olden times, having sugar was a luxury. So they'd brush their teeth so it'd rot their teeth and everyone would know you're rich because you eat sugar.
Ew.
Mm.
You've been eating a lot of sugar recently, Chloe?
I eat a lot of sugar, yeah. I've got 2 crowns because my teeth are fucked.
Show me your teeth.
Nah.
Yeah, you got black sort of.
I've got a black tooth, yeah, because it died in Love Island.
Then what happened?
They sent me to a dodgy dentist in Mallorca who fucked it up and left a bit of the drill in my tooth. So I've actually still got a bit of drill in there.
Don't you just get that replaced? It's like grey.
Well, I would get it replaced, but then after... So if you get an actual full replacement tooth, and always called, after 10 or 15 years, your gum wears away and then you can see the screw. And I was thinking, how old am I going to be then? Like 30?
60.
No, 43. My math has escaped me. I'll be 43 with a fucking drill hanging out. That's hell. And
by the time I'm 43,
like
you would have...
The screw, you can see. Well, I hope not.
No, probably.
Would you get veneers?
No.
Why?
Would you?
No.
Yeah.
Why?
Why?
What, if you lose all your teeth?
No, would now. You just get them?
Now.
Oh, now?
Yeah.
Yep. Oh, no.
No. And that's that. So,
right, next.
I've got here in my notes that you've moved in together, but you haven't.
We're going to.
We're moving.
That's exciting.
The thing is, no one seems to like us. No, they like. No, they like.
Yourself.
Are you okay?
No, they like us, but they don't like young people moving in together.
Yeah.
So we keep getting outbidded by like families.
Oh, yeah.
He says keep getting out. It's happened once.
It's happened once.
By one.
It's bid higher.
We actually, we did. We bid £5 higher.
Yeah. They said.
I don't think that's how it works.
No, we don't. It is. That's how it works.
I asked the estate agent. I was like, what are they paying for rent? And he was like.
Yeah, so you do like 100 to show you've got cash to burn.
Right.
Well, come on.
No. Banner.
Oh. So that'll be fun.
So yeah, that will be fun. We were going to move in with like a bunch of us, five of us.
Ooh, hey.
We thought that's.
Does anyone know them? I don't know. Do I?
Isaac HP.
Nope.
He's a guy that does. I'm officially slaying.
Slaytastic or something.
You never seen that?
Slay.
I'm not a fucking driller.
I've got PhD.
That one.
No. Not
Kylie Jenner loves him.
Wow, that's cool.
No, she's done one.
Isaac.
Yeah. She's done a video on
it. I need to see.
Okay,
it.
So okay. Who else? You're not going to know the other.
Oh, is it going to be like a content?
You do know him, Chloe.
The one that does, I officially slayed too hard. That's Sam.
He's Australian.
What?
You are.
No, he's from Brighton.
Right. I'll Google him. I'm not very good with names. I'm good with faces.
Do you know, who else are we going to be? Harry Konkanen?
You wouldn't know. But do you live with Millie, don't you?
I live with Millie, yeah.
Do you like it? Just Millie?
I love it, yeah.
Do you ever argue, though?
No, we never. Like, everyone always asks us, we never argue.
Are you both clean people?
No.
No, you ain't,
really?
I reckon.
No.
You
are you a dirty person? Like, messy?
Yeah, I'm a dirty little bitch.
Okay. Jack, why are you asking about the fire? You knew that was going to be our answer.
No, we're not dirty. We're just messy. So, like, we'll do all of our washing and then they're just in
same
the spare
thing.
Room.
Same just another
no,
word for it.
Dirty would be like there's food on the counter and fucking shit in the crevices. There's not that. It's just untidy. Sorry, untidy.
Mm-hmm.
Do you like, there's just clothes everywhere.
When you get skids on the bowl, do you wash them off?
No, I leave them to build
up.
Yeah, just leave them. So our toilet's just brown.
Really?
Yep.
Why aren't brown bowls invented?
Smart.
Oh,
that
my
would
God.
Be good.
Let's do it.
Yeah.
Because poo, they're like no poo.
But how
yeah, but you don't want poo still in there because like, if it builds up, it's going to smell. And that's
why. You're not going to be able to match the shade either.
I can match
How's
any shade.
How back to poo again?
We
need to stop talking about poo.
We love
have
poo.
You ever spent like a long period of time together before you move in?
Yeah.
How long?
Holidays.
No.
Like 2 months. Do you know what your worst... what's your worst habit?
Don't
like,
separately.
Can we guess yours after?
Yeah go on. Okay. I've got any.
Jack,
worst habit. Oh, you got
wanking.
A couple. Very
wanking.
No, it's not.
No.
Oh, would that come on to that?
Come on to
your worst habits are he's unorganized.
Oh, that's me.
I'm not.
Ooh.
Yeah, he is very unorganized.
No, I'm not.
Give us an
no,
example.
No,
point evidence explanation.
Okay. You want evidence and explanation?
Yeah,
I'll give you. I'll give it you. Last podcast, he messaged me saying, Jack, get to the podcast studio at 2:30. Do not be late. And I was like, all right, whatever. The next day I messaged a chat. I said I'm here, and he messages, why the fuck are you there so early? And I ring him and he said, oh shit, I forgot.
Yeah,
and he hadn't left.
Now that's just my brain.
That's what I'm saying, his brain doesn't work fully to
the maximum. That's not me.
It's not 100%.
That's not
no me. The thing is, I just forgot about that time.
But you
usually I am late
lot.
But not
but in a house being unorganized, like you're gonna forget the bins. That'll be annoying.
It.
You're going to forget
so
to buy milk?
I won't forget
the fucking
bins.
Fucking put it in, mate.
I won't forget the milk in. And the bins. Why would I forget the bins?
You never do anything.
I won't forget the bins.
You don't do anything, mate.
Okay, what's my habit?
You got loads.
Okay.
Come on, then.
All right, well, I'll say you then. I know. I'll ask you to do something. You'll never do it.
Like what? Evidence explanation.
Fucking everything. Right.
Yeah.
Oh,
explain,
okay.
Evaluate, and elaborate is what she said.
All right, fine. Every time I just say to Jack, look, for example, message this person doesn't follow me on Instagram, he follows you, right?
Mm.
Ask him to follow me back.
No. Message him to come on the podcast. Not that funny.
Was good one.
Message him.
Put that as a clip.
I just want to explain. Message him to come on the podcast. Could be a good guest, right? And then every single time I've said that to him, I'm like, oh, have you done that yet? And he's like,
yeah, that's because he's got shame. Because who wants to do that?
Exactly. It's hell on horror. I've got pride.
I hate doing it.
No, it's business.
I've got pride.
My manager would be like, have you messaged him? Yeah.
Yeah, but that's not it.
Never did it.
That's not all of it.
Oh, give me another one.
Okay, another one.
Just loads.
Go ahead. Next. Point accelerate.
Accelerate. Put it through, please.
Okay, every time I come to Brighton, he's never ready. He's always. Mm. No, is that right?
Kind of vague.
Might be all right.
It's vague, but it's all the time. Kind of it's really vague. Annoying.
Like, bloody hell.
What are you doing to me? I'm driving, mate.
No, you are.
I'm not. I'm joking. I'm not driving anyone.
I am a spicy margarita girl. Love a spicy margs.
Mm.
What's yours? Because you know tequila doesn't give you a hangover.
No, that's a myth.
That's not true.
I've tried and tested it for years.
No, you're just a placebo man.
Yeah, you're a placebo. Okay. That's not true. We looked this up. We've discussed it.
Oh, because someone told me that, well, someone told me it was an up and not a downer, but then someone told me it's a lie.
True.
Yeah.
Because it's all alcohol.
It's all alcohol.
Alcohol is just alcohol.
Okay, well, what's your favourite drink then?
What go-to drink or favourite? I like a pina colada.
Oh, actually. That's my top two.
I bet you like a porn star.
Yep, I love... Oh, no, I love a porn star. Porn stars are great. Mm. Everyone loves a porn star. Yeah?
What's in it?
The little, well, it's Pessoa, like passion fruit, with something else in it and in like a shot of Prosecco. I drink the Prosecco, though. I don't put it in.
Can I just say, we've skipped your bad habits here.
Oh, yeah, bring them up.
No, okay. Yours.
Yours.
Okay, go on then.
I want to guess yours.
Yeah, we'll guess. You guess yours.
Bad habit.
I reckon you...
Bad habit.
I can't think. Bite your nails.
Nope. Can't bite these. They're not real.
You
bake tan too many times a day.
Yeah, but that's. Oh my god! You know what's so funny? I was meant to take some pictures for an ad earlier, but my fake tan is so bad.
Yeah, that's hilarious.
So can't.
Is it?
Yeah, look at her
is
wrist.
Is that fake tan?
Yeah, it's fake tan. That one.
Is fake tan bad for you?
Nope. Seems to be okay.
UV bed.
Loads of freckles.
I'm a very freckly person.
Does your face have tickles?
Yeah.
Tickle.
Yeah, it does.
Does it?
I think I've got foundation on, but normally I'm quite freckly.
I thought only gingers get freckles.
You ginger?
Well, my granddad's ginger and so is my brother. So I've got ginger in me. Yeah.
Is that how it works? You have to have ginger in you?
Yep. I don't know. I feel like it's genetics, isn't it? I don't mean just gingers have freckles.
Oh.
And that was a big sweeping statement, that one.
Yeah, why do people put freckles on their face?
People love freckles.
Cutie.
Oh, is it like a...
Like baby like one voice. Yeah.
It's like people that don't have freckles, they want to have freckles, but the ones that do, you've taken them off.
No, I don't mind mine.
Where are they?
And if you look close enough, you obviously don't have your contacts in.
You can put them back on.
Yeah, pop them on. Would you ever go brunette?
No.
Mm.
Would you ever go blonde?
I've been blonde.
Have you? Yeah.
I've been ginger.
What
good.
The hell?
Any other colours?
No, I just went through like a ginger phase where I think
that's not a thing, by the way.
What do you mean it's not a thing? I've been through the ginger phase, mate. I've lived and breathed.
You've made it up.
What
mate.
Is that?
I can show you pictures.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah,
I believe
please do
you.
It and tell us about it as well. What happens in a ginger phase?
So I was just going through a phase and...
Why? What was going on?
Nothing was going on. I just fancied being ginger for a few days.
Oh, that's fine.
I wasn't it for long.
Oh.
I think it was through lockdown.
Harry Potter and got inspired from Ron.
No. I don't think I'd watch Harry Potter then.
You've not seen? Oh, you've seen
I've
it
I've seen
now.
It now.
God. Thoughts?
It's all right.
Whoa, it's great.
I think it's real. Yeah, it's good.
Oh, it's good.
So
then,
good.
The last films. I really like the last ones, but I've only seen them once. And I always think I've got to watch all of the films to watch the last one. And then I get bored, like, and the second one, I'm like, I've seen this like a billion times, but I haven't seen
it. Yeah, the production value isn't as good as the last two. But you can't just bang the last two on because you obviously know all the previous bits.
Kind of. I'm not very good with Voldemort and that.
You're not good with him.
I don't really know facts about Slytherin in that.
Snake?
You need to know about the Hogwarts.
Do you?
No, Horcrux.
Yeah, I don't know what.
Oh, yeah, the Horcrux. Yeah.
Seven things that
I get bored very easily.
Mm, he does. That's your bad trait. Oh, that might be your habit.
What?
Getting distracted very easily. Oh,
that is, everyone says it's mine.
Yep.
It is. And I interrupt people.
I interrupt really bad. But you can't help that.
No, I can't get ADHD.
That's your personality.
I kind of can, though.
No, you can't. Okay. If you've got ADHD.
What? Everyone's talking at me. Everyone's talking at me. Shut my trap.
She's still doing it.
No, it's real, though. They can't help it with ADHD.
You're like a special breed.
Right, go on. One more insult and we'll be done. No, call me fat and ugly.
And ugly.
And a nice smile.
And what?
A nice smile. Is that how you talk to girls? Do you know a lot about girls?
Yes, I know a lot about
women. Me and Jack are girl connoisseurs.
Not girls, we know a lot about women.
Women, we don't know about girls.
We don't know about girls, we know about women.
Okay, women, 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 women. Well, guess what? I'm going to put you to the test.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
How much revision have you done?
Oh, loads. On what?
How do you keep a straight face when you're telling jokes?
What did I say?
No, let me. Oh, yeah, loads, loads, loads. Like, that's obviously funny. I would just laugh. No?
Did I say loads, loads, loads?
I don't know. Yeah. Okay.
Go on, put us a test.
Ready.
Let me introduce the game before you shout the answers out.
We are playing Guess the Girl product.
Yeah.
For listeners, you just have to wait for the answer. But for viewers, you can see on the screen what it is. Guys, what the fuck is that?
Are we buzzing in?
Yeah.
Bip, bip, bip.
Okay, well, I think we work as a team, bro.
Okay, team.
Okay, fine, Jack. That is a mitt for your fucking
tanning
and tan.
Woohoo.
Don't even lie, because that's real.
Good one.
Wait, I'm telling you.
Tanning mitt. And I tell you what, these things stink.
No, not if you've got good tan. They smell like biscuit.
They don't smell like biscuit, they smell like cheese.
Cheese?
If you get bad tan, it smells like cheese. Oh, do you know what's good tan? And you should use it.
Yes, Bondi Sands, number one.
Oh, is that a sponsor?
I'm going to try beef with them in a few weeks.
Are you?
Oh. We love Bondi Sands, but also we love it's a moisturizer with tanning.
Garnier.
Huh?
Is it Garnier? The body one?
No. Oh, it might be. It's just moisturizer with.
It's probably more.
But it's not like a tanning like that.
Yeah.
Thing.
Is it a yellow bottle?
I don't think it's yellow. I think it's orange.
Yeah, yellowy orange.
Well, yeah, different colours.
Garnier. I knew what you were talking about. Yeah. And I agree. That's
I did it once.
One.
I know what
yeah,
that
and it's nice, isn't
nice.
It?
Nice. It's not too much.
What's that?
That's a tampon, bruv.
That is a coil.
How do you know that?
Mate, I'm sick.
How do you put
that in the uterus and is that a metal wire that comes out?
Could be. There's a copper one and then a non-copper one.
Yeah, it's a copper one and the other one.
Oh, is that a copper wire that kills
copper
the
or plastic as well?
How do you know what that is?
Mate, I'm sick.
Mate, we've done coils.
We've completed it, mate.
Up your bum goes the coil right
now. Can you put it up your ass?
No.
No point.
What's that?
A bra. Oh.
Strapless bra.
No.
Is it not?
Yes, it's a strapless bra.
Yeah.
But you could have those chicken fillets in it and it'd up your. I can't. I've just done it. I actually just increased my.
He's insane.
I'm so glad I'm on a diet because that's mad. I just grabbed a whole fucking tit. You know, I used to do that.
What?
I used to go on only. I've spoken about this before, but I used to go on. I used to be really fat. Like mega. And I used to go on OnlyFans. And obviously, there was like people that. Wanked himself off.
No. It wasn't OnlyFans.
What's going on?
No. Sorry. No. Right. So when I was a kid, I was probably 13.
Yeah.
I was really fat.
Okay.
And I used to go on, do you know, Omegle?
Yes.
Yeah. There would be a lot of weird, very strange men on there that would tug themselves off to women.
Yeah.
And I thought, you know what? I'm going to stand up for women at 13 years old.
You did think
that. And I thought, what are my assets here? My big boobies.
Okay.
Because I was so fat.
Right.
So I would go to the camera, squeeze them together and go like this, make them wank themselves off. Yeah. And then I go, you're wanking off to a kid.
Oh my God.
Yeah, Jack was weird like that.
Were you just on your own doing that?
No, I was with mates.
Oh, okay,
but they were skinny, so they just watched me get.
I actually went on Omegle. Well, there's one, I can't remember what it's called, because Omegle's gone now.
Chat Roulette.
No, that's gone as well.
Has it?
Is it?
There's another one. And we went on it and my mate was just getting his dick out. It was so funny.
Really?
And they were all like, oh, yay. And we were just there crying, laughing. I don't know why. I'm literally 28. I don't know why I found that funny.
But I don't understand. The guys that go on Omegle and wank themselves off.
Yeah.
Surely there's no girls sitting there long enough watching it for them to
I think these are the ones, you know, that some people go out in public and get their cocks out just for fun, bants and that.
That's illegal.
Yeah. Yeah. So I reckon they just like, have a look at that. And the girls are like, ah, and it turns them on.
Yeah, not I the agree. Girls, the maybe they're getting their willy out so they can see boobs or vagina.
Did you used to look at willies online?
No.
Okay, I got a question.
Actually, I went on a meeting call like every other time. Because already gone.
You know, that thing where you interrupt it is very annoying.
No, I need to finish what I'm saying. Yeah, I'm so sorry.
No. I think I interrupted you, to be fair.
What the fuck?
What was I saying? What was I going to even say? What were we talking about?
Mo Meagle?
No, the Mo Meagle. Yeah, what I was going to say with the Mo Meagle.
Are you looking at cock online?
Looking at cock online. Just try repeat the conversation you were just having, Chris.
I've got ideas. Do you think I fucking know what I was talking about?
What was she talking about?
I don't know.
Okay, forget it.
Next product.
No, yeah, we're still on this.
What's face cleanser?
Oh no,
I've got one fired. Of those actually.
Do you? They're quite expensive.
Are they?
Yeah. Did you get it?
Oreo? No. What's that?
Oh, gua sha, bruv.
That's not gua sha.
No. It's a roll-on gua sha.
It's a roll-on, and it's very cold, and you use it to get rid of the fat. And you
guys know a lot. I use this about thing. Women. Like yeah, you know a lot.
Well, no.
Would you recommend this? Because I was looking at my pictures earlier, and I age like milk. I need to reverse aging.
No, you need to get not the roll-on ones.
The gua sha.
The gua sha is better than that one.
Okay.
Yeah,
I get that.
Because your gua sha is specifically made so you can do your jawline.
Yeah.
But like, is that something I have to now just do forever, or can I do it for a month?
Nah.
You don't have to do it forever.
For a month, I reckon.
Yeah. You can do facial exercises. I'm not saying you need it.
No, I want it. Tell me everything.
You can look up face. Every night you go like this. You go. And it.
She does it anyway. She hangs her head off the bed in the guy there.
No, Boris, don't do blowjobs. Jesus not? Christ. No. Ew.
That was a fun. We got them all right then.
Yeah, you did. Why do you know so much about women?
That's multicultural.
I think everyone knows them products, if I'm honest. They're very easy.
No, we had Filthy Fellas on here and they had not got a fucking glow.
Really?
Yeah.
Were they the same ones?
Yeah, a few of the same.
They're very obvious, though.
They are obvious.
Boobs. Boobs.
Boobs. Boobs. Gua sha.
Gua sha.
Rolling one. It's a roller. What else are you going to use it for? Right?
Could have been a coil.
Coil's easy peasy.
Coil's easy. Everyone's seen them in sex ed.
No, I was just bantering, yeah.
Okay.
Well, my ex got that one.
Implant.
But not like boob implant, arm implant.
Arm implant.
And I almost fainted. It was horrible.
They do.
Oh, you went with her. That's well sweet.
Yeah, I held her hand. And then the doctor lady, my ex was fine. But she was like to me, do you need a seat? Because I was like swaying like this. I thought I was going to pass out genuinely.
What did they do to it?
They just implant it.
Any way?
Well, no, it's just the same with anything.
Shoved it in.
I think they just inject it like that, and then you just have this thing. I don't have it.
Do boys have anything like that?
There's a pill for the boys. And what do you think about fucking taking that?
No boys ever going to take any pill.
Yeah, but why should the girls?
Because, because I don't think girls should either.
No. Oh, amen.
I don't think girls should because, fuck that, if I was a girl and I was given all these, prescribed all these fucking chemicals a doctor to stop my natural hormones, I'll be like, go fuck yourself, mate. No chance.
But what if you're on your period and you've got a bikini shoot coming up?
I'll put a pad on.
Hanging out your G-string bikini. Yeah, I'll do that then.
I don't
that issue.
No, tampon. Shove a tampon in. Right?
I don't know.
You shove a tampon in. I'm telling you. What would you do in that situation then?
I'm going to go and get the pill where it stops your period for a bit.
I do think it is bad though, because it changes like your whole vibe.
I think, it can.
For some people.
Made me fucking miserable. Talking about girly products, everyone knows that I love a girly product. And if you've got something to sell, if it's tanning mitts, eyelashes, t-shirts, whatever, you want to be selling it on Shopify because that's what I'm buying it. And clearly these lot are browsing it.
I'm actually buying it as well. I've got half the products. I don't have the bra or the coil, but I have the rest.
The tanning mitt and the mitt.
I've got one in my house, actually.
Good. Well, good news for you. Shopify makes selling so easy. So if you're just starting out or if you've been doing it for years, Shopify is the tool that you need to take your business to the next level. If you were going to start a business tomorrow on Shopify, if you haven't got one already, what would you sell?
I would sell dirty socks and knickers. I've got a foot fetish.
I'm trying to do an ad. I'm just literally trying to do an ad.
Oh, sorry. You're still going.
That is the sound of another product being sold on Shopify, who have kindly sponsored today's episode. Basically, Shopify is revolutionizing businesses worldwide and connecting you with potential new customers. If you want simple selling online and in person, that is exactly what Shopify does, no matter what stage you're at. So you can basically grow your business to as big or as small or fucking huge as you want. Girl boss. Shopify even gets you selling across social media like Facebook, Instagram, and TikTok. I feel like it's a better way of doing it than TikTok Live. Up to you. Sign up for a £1 per month trial period at shopify.co.uk/Chloe, all lowercase. Chloe spelled C-H-L-O-E. Go to shopify.co.uk/Chloe to take your business to the next level today. Because guess what? Cozy lives. We need more entrepreneurs out here. So everyone get online and start flogging your shit. Mm-hmm. Dirty socks, dirty knickers, Russian...
Meat. Russian meat.
What would you like to buy?
I would like to buy gua sha.
So you guys are moving in together. We're testing the waters here to see if it's going to be a good match.
Sure.
So I think we should test how in sync you are with the same word association. So basically, I'm going to say a word and then you guys have to straight away say the next word that comes to your head.
Easy.
There's six rounds.
Okay.
Okay.
Are you ready?
Yep. We've got to guess the word six times.
No.
No.
So I'm going to say a word, and then after the count of three, you two at the same time are going to say the first word that comes to your head and hope it's the same word.
Yeah,
sure. Easy.
Don't look at each other. No, we won't. Look away.
Okay.
Right. The first word is pineapple.
Fruit.
No, you didn't even say it.
You said you were counting up for 3, 2, 1.
Did I say that?
Yes, you did.
Okay, sorry. We'll do another one. The next word.
Do pineapple again.
Just do it again. Yeah, but he's going to say fruit.
No, we won't say fruit.
Okay, three. Oh, pineapple. Three, two, one.
Fruit.
Oh, you fucking need to. Right, it doesn't count.
Okay, fine.
I'm going to say 3, 2, 1, love, and then you say it.
Okay, go. Okay. Yeah.
3, 2, 1, fruit. Love.
Heart. You said it.
I did it wrong.
Fruit again.
You said fruit.
I thought you were going to say fruit again to be funny.
It won't. He's already said it twice. I mean, he's already said fruit.
It would have been funny though if he did though.
My next word, we're ignoring those. Okay. We're ignoring those. Yeah, I feel like you can see them, you're getting confused.
Okay, yeah.
Right, 3, 2, 1, Chloe.
Goodbye.
Wait, what are we doing?
My God, Cole.
What the hell?
This is mental.
Do you not understand the game?
Well, you just switched
it up. I said ignore them because you're getting stressed and you're not understanding.
No, I can do it.
No, don't look at those. Don't think about them.
Don't look and don't think. Just say, don't look anywhere.
And you're saying 3, 2, 1, go, right?
No, I'm going to go 3, 2, 1, say the word, then you're going to say it.
All right, fine. Yeah. Okay.
Just say any random.
Okay, ready? 3, 2, 1, cake.
Cock.
What the fuck happened? I said poo and you said cock. Why has that happened?
I was meant to say pop, but I started saying cake.
Cock. Oh, God. That's done well.
That is not...
So far, we've got poo cock.
Okay. They kind of...
Yeah.
They can be related.
How?
Oh, you don't want to know.
Okay, great.
Okay, go.
Okay.
Right. 3, 2, 1, book.
Read.
No.
It's hard.
Play the game.
Very, very hard.
Play the game properly.
Okay, you say the word first and then...
And then go 3, 2, 1. Okay, so it gives you a minute.
Yeah, because that's hard.
Okay, ketchup. 3, 2, 1.
Sauce.
Easy.
What did you say?
Sauce.
Did you? Well done. It's good one.
Yes.
Well done, Jack.
Okay.
Go again.
Let me think of another one. Me. Right, brother. 3, 2, 1.
Sister.
Harrods. Yeah, I got that one wrong.
Okay, another one. I've got it.
I've got this now.
Okay, this is quite a fun game. Apple. 3, 2, 1.
Beef.
Eve.
Sorry, Jack.
Okay, let's turn it up a notch. Yeah. Really get in the zone here.
Yeah.
Boobs. 3, 2, 1.
Sexy.
Okay.
Sorry, Jack.
Okay. Poo. 3, 2, 1.
Nani.
What did you say? Love
Nani.
It. Oh, poo. Nah, let's go on. Stinky poo, okay,
fine. Outside the box then. Go.
Okay.
Your audience are not going to like this game.
They love the games like this.
Do they?
They love shit like this.
I like the games.
Audience, I really like games. You, by the way. So,
have you never watched this pod before?
Yeah. We put it on at night.
Babe, have you watched our pod?
Yeah, I have.
Really? A whole episode? Well, exactly.
We've seen clips.
Mate. Everyone watches clips.
No one watches podcasts these days.
No, everyone just watches TikTok.
Mm.
Oh, good one. TikTok. 3, 2, 1.
Children.
Children.
You've Really? No, that's weird.
I cheated.
Oh, for
cheated.
God's sake, play fair.
Sorry,
sorry. It's all right, Jack.
Okay, last one.
Yeah.
X-rated. 3, 2, 1.
Boob tube.
Me. You said me.
Did I?
Me.
Boob tube. What is that?
I think that's one of them boob tubes.
And that's X-rated, is it? It's rude. Okay, fair.
That's as a kid, if you're wearing a boob tube, it's X-rated.
Anyways, you guys love conspiracy theories, so I thought we could tackle a few. First up is Avril Lavigne was replaced by a clone. Have you heard about
that's
that?
That's so weird.
Oh, I did hear about that.
That is really weird.
Avril Lavigne in my fucking pod.
That's oh my so God, weird. It's almost like my producer was in the room thinking, what can we talk about?
Really? Well, I don't know who Avril Lavigne is.
He was a skater boy.
She's yeah, you did that, but I know the song, but I don't know what she looks like or anything.
Right.
So she is the possum in Over the Hedge.
Is she?
Really?
Yeah, boy.
Yeah,
buddy. That's right. You know that?
Okay, right. The next one we can really get into is the pyramids. Who built them?
Well, let me tell you something. And this is going to get deep.
I'm ready.
Now, I believe that every 12,000 years, the world resets.
I fucking know it. And that's my theory as well. Are you thinking that there was another species that built it and they all got wiped out and no one saw it?
Not another species. Mm. I believe that humans existed and became very intelligent like we are now, or even more so.
Yours as well?
Yeah.
Sorry, Jack. Just it's her. Speaking.
No, sorry. There's massive something in my drink now. I've now eaten.
Yep.
Carry on.
What I believe is that we were very advanced. Humans got very far, very intelligent, and then a big flood wiped them out. And then every 12,000 odd years, it happens again. So we're going to get really intelligent and we're going to get wiped out.
Do you listen to Joe Rogan?
Sometimes.
Is that where you got that theory?
No, it was.
That's my theory I've been telling everyone, but not that we were so advanced, but that we were advanced, but we were bigger.
Oh, giants.
So like giants. Oh, giants. Yeah, that's
we
what
made
I think.
The pyramids.
Yeah, pyramids. We made the pyramids.
Did you see like back in the day, they'd made like clocks and shit that they've dug up from like
really?
Thousands and thousands of years ago.
And when they deconstructed the mummies, in fact, that wouldn't make sense.
Why?
With your theory.
Why?
Mummies still existed in the pyramids. They weren't giant. They were normal baby size.
Did they?
Maybe they killed all the small ones and buried them.
Hmm.
You're not going to get baby humans and
you
giant humans, mate.
You weren't there. You can get smaller humans than big ones.
Not ginormous ones and mid-range.
How big are we
double
talking?
The size and then
yeah, but you have
better.
There's people now that are double the size of you.
No, there's not.
Yeah, there is.
Biggest person in the world.
You're like 5'3".
I'm 5'5".
In fact, no, there's not then.
Yeah.
It's like 10 foot 10.
Someone is 10
That's
foot
a
10.
Bit over double.
Is someone 10 foot 10?
Probably.
Where does he live?
Probably.
No, there's not. I feel like the tallest person's like 7 or 8 foot.
No, that's small. Right, mate, Shaq.
Molly, Google it quickly.
Shaq's like massive, mate.
Robert Perishing Wadlow is 8 foot 11, so suck my dick. He's not 10 foot 10.
Well, that's what I said.
Oh.
But Jack said he was.
Oh, he's still tall though.
Yeah, so he quite could tall. Have been from, you know, he could be of that descent. Maybe his parents were even taller.
Yeah, but he died really young, like 23 or something.
Yeah, but no one said they were all living to 1,000.
Would you rather be really tall or really small?
How?
Like, okay.
Good question.
8 foot or like 2 foot?
8 foot.
Really?
Eight foot. I don't know.
2 foot?
You're like... Well, how big is that? Like this big?
Yeah, like a little
baby.
Smaller.
You're like a little hobbit.
But
yeah, 8 foot, that one.
But if you're 8 foot, like the world isn't designed for you. Do you know what I mean? You couldn't sit anywhere.
Same with
Where
two
can
foot.
Someone who's 2 foot, like if they got on here, they'd just be sat.
It's just sitting on a bed for them.
Yeah, but an 8 foot person could be sat here. My legs would just probably be a bit out. Then we'd probably move the table.
No, because you'd be up here and the cameras wouldn't get you in it.
They can be moved, obviously. It was written to 2030.
Wouldn't get us all in it.
Mm-mm. There's fucking 4 cameras.
Shut up, then.
Yeah, but stop pretending that it can't happen. It can happen.
I don't think it could happen.
Okay, houses. You can't fit in a normal shower.
Correct, I can't, but I can bend over if I'm 8 foot.
You'd hurt your back.
Yep.
Get backache.
Backache.
Yeah, I mean, my back would hurt, but I only lived to 30, didn't I? So it'd be all right.
Oh, we add in that.
Well, didn't he die early?
Yeah, but you're not him, you're just you.
Oh, okay.
So you've outlived Robert Wadlow.
Thank God. Okay.
What
I would have backache, but I think I would be making money off my height, so I could probably spend a lot of time lying down.
What would you do making money?
Make on like Ellen DeGeneres or something.
Or
yeah, there's more loose women might want to chat to me if I was that fucking
OnlyFans.
OnlyFans, I could fucking
That's
do OnlyFans.
Oh my god.
Go on.
Ellen DeGeneres. Mm. Do you see, apparently she's involved in all that Jeffrey Epstein.
Oh, is she on the list?
No. Oh. So have you seen that building on the island?
Yes.
The stripes and all that. She had that in her studio, if you look at it.
Really?
And yeah, I believe, supposedly she was on the list, I believe. But apparently there's all these
Allegedly.
Yeah. She probably was.
But a lot of these Hollywood... All right, so if the Illuminati came to you, right? And we're like, okay, I'll be the Illuminati.
I think I know what you're talking about. I thought about it a lot. Like if they said, will you sell your soul for like money and pay?
Okay, well, what they do, they make you offers, right? I'll ask you both. Right. So I can make you £1 billion.
Yeah.
But you have to kill a child.
Easy. Boom. Give me £1 billion.
How are you killing this child?
I make the rules.
Okay, how do you kill it?
You have to knock it, just punch it.
Oh, so not kill it.
Oh, yeah.
No, you kill it with a punch.
Yeah, like, I can do that.
Proper. I'll kill it.
I can do that.
Yeah, but you wouldn't be able to do that.
Where do you fight? Yeah, fucking could.
Your punches are terrible.
That's
not killing a kid.
It's a weak kid.
Yeah, but there's not £1 billion at stake. There's £1 billion of a kid. I'm mashing him up, man.
He said one punch. You don't have to beat his skull in.
Well, really? Then I'm not capable, life. So you can't offer
no,
me.
No, you're
it.
Capable of this one.
Okay, well, yeah, bash. Who am I killing? Who wants to
try? Caveat, it's your own kid that you were going to have. So the future you is going to have a kid and you don't realise it now, but you have to kill that kid.
I'm not broody in the slightest, so bring him on.
Really? Bring for £1 billion? Nah. You ain't
I'd
doing
probably
that.
Do it for, you know... A mil.
Okay, yeah. Okay.
A mil.
No, I wouldn't.
You have
no, I've never killed anyone before. How bad is the aftermath?
You have to.
Quite bad.
You get guilt in that, didn't you?
For a billionaire ain't worth it, man.
Billion?
Killing someone.
I've got a good question.
Go on.
I feel like you've probably answered this before or heard of it because I think it went quite viral. I don't know how to word it. Let me think about it. So if, you know, of all the...
Is that your
there
thinking?
Was no thinking time.
Let me think about it. So...
of all the crimes in the world, yeah?
Oh, yeah.
If you had to commit one time, but then it would never happen again, like it would be eradicated from the world, like murder, rape, etc., which crime would you do?
Well... Very good. I saw the clip where the guy said... perjury, right?
What's that mean again?
So no one can lie in court.
No, you can do a better one than that.
No, I'm saying that boring. Was what Jeremy said, which is clever.
Is it?
I would do, yeah, I think I could do like kidnap.
Like, kidnap's not...
kidnap someone. Yeah.
Obviously, kidnap is like really illegal.
But I suppose the worst crime you do...
Yeah, but you have to commit it yourself and you've got an hour to do it. I've just added that.
I'd just do like DVD piracy.
No.
Because I don't have to commit anything and... Well, I suppose
you're not going to get charged for it. You just have to do it. So I could kidnap a stranger for an hour and just be like, just fucking shut up for an hour. And then all of a sudden, kidnap's gone and I can release you and be like, look, I've saved the world.
Torture. And I get to torture a man.
You don't get to choose.
Oh.
You've got an hour to find your victim. Mm.
Oh, shit.
You could torture me, but in like not in a nice
No,
way.
It's got to be horrible.
Oh
fuck. I would.
A good table for a dinner table. A good table is a good table.
This is a good table for a dinner table, yeah.
I don't think it is, boys.
A good question for like a dinner party. No tables involved.
What would you do? You're kidnapped then?
I could do kidnap. There's no way this is fucking true. Do you know who Taylor Swift is?
Do we know Swifties. Who Taylor Swift is?
Well, you don't know who Avril Lavigne is, and I'd say there's two of them.
Yeah. Taylor Swift is more than Avril Lavigne.
That's not a real person.
Yeah, probably. Yeah, she's a clone.
Yeah, so Taylor Swift.
Taylor Swift is dating an NFL player called Travis Kelce.
Right.
Do you follow NFL?
No, it's boring.
Go Ravens.
Name three Ravens players. Because that was an unnecessary comment.
That was unnecessary.
Give me a minute and I fucking will. Odell Beckham Jr.
Not a minute.
Go on in. Go, keep going. Yeah. So you say
Lamar Jackson.
We're not even fact checking this, but one more.
They fucking are correct.
I'll look them up in a minute.
And there's one whose name we're coming off.
Bear in mind, there's a lot of NFL players in this team.
Well, you name some then.
I didn't claim it. I said I don't follow it.
Neither did I.
You went go Ravens.
That doesn't mean I follow it religiously and I know all the players.
All right, okay, carry on. Apologies.
Anyway, Taylor Swift basically dating Taylor NFL player Travis Kelce, and people are saying that she has been paid to date him to bring a female crowd to watch American football, especially the Super Bowl, because apparently it generated 316.6 million after Taylor Swift made an appearance at the Super Bowl.
I wouldn't put it past them because... No, because apparently Kanye West and Kim, you had this one?
No, but I will love it because I love the Kardashians. Yeah. Tell me.
Apparently they were, it's all a conspiracy that they were in a contract together to have a certain amount of babies and be together for this certain amount of time, right? Produce all these kids and then break up.
What was the point in that contract?
money probably.
Who paid what? Someone paid them to do that.
That doesn't make sense. They're billionaires.
Trust me, it's happened.
They don't need me.
No, you were there. Sorry, we
and
forgot.
Taylor,
you're next.
You're in it.
We're on to you.
I don't understand though, because the Super Bowl would probably generate that kind of dough anyway.
No, apparently it's the biggest one ever.
No females in it. Is that
but maybe it's because Usher performed at the halftime. He looked good doing the dance.
Oh, yeah, that girl was grinding on him, wasn't she?
What?
Alicia
Keys. Oh, yeah.
Who was it?
Sorry, I was just on my phone. Just...
Alicia Keys, I think it was.
Was it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Can I cut everyone? Me?
Yeah.
I just need to send a text. So I've got to upload this thing, but...
it's going to be Brando.
Yeah.
Hey, what time is it?
6:30.
Fuck off. Okay, we need is to wrap
it?
Up.
Are we wrapping it anyway?
Yes.
Oh, okay, where are you going?
To some charity thing.
Charity match.
Is it paid?
My friend told
himself. Oh shit. Really?
Yeah.
Oh fuck. Well, so rest
what
in peace.
What are you doing?
There's like a raffle, pub quiz, like just loads of, all of his mates were like minted, so I think everyone's just chipping in a shitload of money.
Wow.
Yeah, they're all posh. Oops, sorry.
Is it like a get together and
I mean you can come if you want. We've got a table for 8.
What is it though?
It's just basically all of his friends have like invited. It's like a fundraiser for Mind Charity because his mates are running the marathon because he ran the marathon the week before he killed himself. The same charity. Anyways, so Taylor Swift, we're on to you.
Yes.
But that brings us to the end of this funny little podcast. Thank you so much for joining me.
Thank you.
If you haven't already, go check me out on the Low IQ Pod and have a listen to the ones. They're quite funny.
And check Jack Joseph out.
Yeah.
Check Cole Anderson out.
Check him out.
I'm surprised we managed to have a completely different conversation on here.
What do you mean? You know,
like I think I'm a very good interviewer, to be honest.
Yeah, right.
Said no whatever.
We got a PowerPoint up there with everything to talk about.
Absolutely.
Yeah, well, it was well done.
It's been a pleasure. Chloe Burrows, thank you very much.
Thank you for having us.
Like, comment, subscribe, and I'll see you all next week.
Bye.
Woo!